Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey guys, it's Tanya.
And Dorothy.
And we're the Real Wives in
radio.
Just a quick FYI, if you didn't know, if you're new to this podcast, maybe you didn't follow us for years and years and years. Dorothy is actually on the radio every day.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Kixie 96.5. You can listen to it on the radio or through radio.com.
Yes.
And Tanya's a part of a morning show.
Yes, I'm a part of John and Tammy in the Morning. We had Tammy on as a guest last week.
Last week.
Oh my God. And I'm their associate producer, and that's what I'm doing now, and I love it. So you can always find us there. Listen to John and Tammy in the Morning. Right after that, listen to Dorothy
that's
on Kixie.
Right.
And John and Tammy are on 103.7 KSON, if you were wondering. So that is us.
Yes, that is us in a nutshell. And I mean, gosh, a lot of things happened this past weekend.
Very eventful weekend.
Very eventful weekend.
What happened for you?
I remember a couple episodes ago, I was talking about my in-laws being on vacation and living with them again, like going back home after being gone.
Yes. Are you still living with them?
I'm still living with them. The house is still being remodeled. I think we're about halfway through.
Okay.
But they came home on Saturday, which we were really excited about. It had been about 2.5 weeks that we hadn't seen them.
Oh.
But girl, let me tell you, because you know, my father-in-law is OCD.
Yes. He had sent you, from what I remember, he had sent you a couple text messages telling you you were basically too damn messy.
Pretty much. We had a couple roommate meetings.
Uh-huh.
But so before he came home, I wanted to make sure that that house was spick and span, that there would be nothing, there would be no reason for him to call another roommate meeting, right?
Good.
So I called, I made sure to have cleaners come.
Okay.
I don't care how much it costs.
Right.
Please dust and get every little bit, because you know I don't dust.
You don't want to risk you don't want any complaints.
No, but then the thing that had me stressing out, though, is while they were gone, I had pulled open the freezer door and part of the handle came off. When I was doing laundry, the laundry door, the cover, it had come off its hinges. So
I swear.
Okay. I was like legit. I'm like, oh my God, they're going to think that we're terrible. They're never going to let us watch their house again.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm going to get in so much. Like, I felt like a little kid in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And my sweet sister-in-law, I love her. Shout out to Alicia because she listens.
Oh, hi.
She gave me a little warning text. She said, okay, John Jr., her husband, Stephen's brother, is on the way to go pick up John and Cindy. You probably have about 30 to 45 minutes in case you need to do anything.
I love that.
Right?
She's looking out. I like that.
So anyways, they came home and thank goodness Stephen was ready to take the hit for me about those broken things.
Uh-huh.
But those things had been broken before.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
So, in the clear.
Okay, good.
In the clear. No problems. No roommate meetings have been called. We're good.
And they've been home for how long now?
Since Saturday. So a few days.
Okay, so you're good.
Yeah.
You're good. If you made it this far, there's nothing wrong, right? That's good to know.
But I saw you went to something super fun.
I did. It was I got together with my girls and we went to a wedding in San Marcos, the Green Gables Estate.
Ooh.
Beautiful. If you're listening, you're planning a wedding or you want to put it on your Pinterest board now, you know, I get that. It's a beautiful venue for a wedding, but we saw our friend Roxanne get married, who is my best friend's cousin. We saw her grow up.
Aww.
We all grew up together, you know.
And
it was cool to go to her wedding. But yeah, I was there with all my girls. And
dude, can we talk about your outfit? Because I loved it, Tanya.
Okay, so interesting that you bring that up, because I was like stressing. I'm like, I don't know what to wear. I haven't bought myself like an outfit in a while.
Right.
You know, I'm like trying to lose weight. You know, like the whole looking for clothes, looking
right.
for an outfit sometimes can be depressing, you know? And I'm like, man, I don't feel like wearing a dress. I'm going to try like a one piece.
Like a jumpsuit?
Jumpsuit,
okay.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll do that. But then I saw these pants. Like, I guess pants, I feel like they have been for a while, but I'm just jumping on. But like, I guess pants are big, you know, and really nice and all in the stores to wear and stuff. And I'm like,
but you know, I would never think to wear one to a wedding.
I would never either. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know. I tried it on in the store. I'll post a picture on our Instagram, but basically there are these like dusty or rusty rose pants that aren't loose. They're not super loose. They're not super tight. They have a big bow in the middle. And then like I wore like this bodysuit corset.
Dude, you looked so freaking good.
Thank you.
So good. And I was like, yes, Tanya,
I'm working on it.
And you had like a nice warm jacket on,
yep,
too.
Yep, the big fur. Yes, that's not did. A real fur.
Mm-hmm, you were slaying, honey.
Okay, thank you. I was feeling myself, not gonna lie.
No, it looked great.
Thank you. It was just fun. Honestly, it was fun because I'm like, man, wearing pants is fun,
right.
You know, like you don't have to worry about, like, you know what I mean?
When
like,
you dance and when you get down, you don't have to worry about showing anything.
You know, I get down.
Oh,
so
yes,
that was fun. You know, like it just, I don't know. I'm like, man, if you guys are going to any kind of event, I recommend the pants because
they look comfortable.
They were comfortable. And somebody said that when you tell them somebody when you tell somebody that they look comfortable, you're telling them they look like
a slob.
That's
not true.
But I know I didn't look like a slob.
You didn't.
But for real though, honestly, I was comfortable. I was warm. Mm-hmm. I felt like relaxed,
yeah,
but I didn't feel like I looked super relaxed.
No, you looked fantastic.
So wearing pants was fun. I recommend it to anybody who doesn't. And honestly, the look is a little more masculine for me. Like I feel like when I go out, I dress very feminine. Like yeah. I like to.
But
really,
I don't think, I mean, I know to you, you probably thought that it felt masculine, but it did not look like masculine at all. You look sexy.
Oh.
You did. Your curves were showing. I look great.
Thank you. But yeah, wearing pants is fun. So, I mean, like, again, wear them if you want. Try them on, you know, wear them to an event. Mm-hmm. See how you feel. I'm telling you.
Did you and JJ do anything for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we said the super no, and I'm going to go ahead and do a self-care Sunday versus a Super Bowl Sunday. JJ had, like, bought us a couple massage, like, months ago, and it was expiring this week, and I'm like, he was like, do you want to do it on Sunday? I'm like,
let's roll this back, because if you don't know Tanya, she hates sports, doesn't want to hear anything about them, doesn't want nothing to do with them, won't play them, won't watch them, who cares?
It's not that I hate them, I just don't care. Yeah. Like, honestly, you could tell me
I do it all
Dobro
the time.
Dobro pops out. Yep. Dobro is when Dorothy's boy alter ego pops out and she tries to talk to me about some kind of golf tournament happening here in San Diego, which I should know about. But I just don't care. I just don't care. But anyway,
I know.
We did that. We got massages and that was nice. What'd you do?
I went to my sister's Super Bowl party up in Orange County. And I'm going to get a little Dobro on you. It was the most boringest game ever. It was all about the defense, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. Like very low scoring. And then I was so disappointed during the halftime show.
I did catch the end of it.
Okay, so you did see a little bit of it because Maroon 5, it's like, it was so boring.
I know. Listen, I love Maroon 5. I think they've been around forever.
Too.
They've had many hits. They're entertaining. They're a great band. I just don't know if they were for the Super Bowl. And then when Adam Levine took his shirt off, which he looks great. He is a hot man. He didn't do it for me. It's like
he didn't, because then he started doing this weird, awkward dance, and it's like, bruh, did you see that you're white? Like, you can't move like that. I'm sorry. And I'm not to say that white guys can't dance, because I know plenty of guys.
Yeah,
who can. But
yeah.
He was ultimate white dad. Like, just especially standing next to Travis Scott, who's a young rapper right now.
Right.
He's on top of his game. Kylie Jenner's baby daddy, you know, and then next to Big Boy, who's like an iconic rap legend. Like, it seemed so out of place.
The whole thing was so weird.
It was so weird.
It was just, everything seemed really forced.
It was.
And trying too hard.
It was.
And, you know, the tattoos, the taking mm-hmm. the shirt off, the dancing, trying too hard, all of that, which speaking of, everyone's making this big old deal, which I agree that it's not fair that Adam Levine could take his shirt off, no problem, show both nipples.
Yes.
Which I hope that word doesn't make you uncomfortable. Nipples. Okay.
Areolas.
Both of them out in the open.
Right.
But then what year was that? 2000.
Gosh, it was so long ago, like 2004 maybe, when Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake did it. And then she got ostracized when Justin Timberlake pulled off her shirt or her one pasty and accidentally pulled off her bra to go with it. And all you saw was Janet Jackson, like, her nipple was exposed, but she had a nipple ring on it. So it wasn't completely exposed.
Yeah.
And I was doing my research, and it was on TV for 9/16 of a second. So not even a full second. And that ruined her career.
Totally. It's not fair. It's not definitely fair. It's not fair. Here's Adam Levine doing a full song, like 3 minutes and 14 seconds or whatever, of both nipples out. And Janet Jackson gets in trouble for
something she didn't even do.
She didn't even do. Exactly.
And you know what's so, I mean, it's a double standard.
Double standard.
Absolutely. And it's so messed up because a week after that Super Bowl with Janet and Justin, it was the Grammys. They were both scheduled to perform.
Right.
Janet didn't get to perform, but Justin Timberlake did, because Les Moonves, you know, the head of CBS at the time,
which, by the way,
out of here, right? Mm-hmm. But he said he didn't like that, the way that Janet apologized, and she didn't apologize enough. And because Justin Timberlake gave a tearful apology and was like profusely apologizing about it, he got to perform at the Grammys. And then later, Janet's album came out in March. She got banned. You know,
that's
like, nobody
so
played
wrong.
Her on radio. It tanked her stuff. She had a book deal that came out maybe a couple years later, and there was an article that came out. I think it was the Huffington Post that wrote it, that when Les Moonves found out about it, he got pissed because the publishing was like run by CBS. And he's like, how did this get through? He made it a mission to blackball her and to ruin her career.
Damn.
It's not messed up.
That's not okay.
No, and Janet Jackson is such great performer. So many great songs. And like, it wasn't even her fault.
It was a, what do they call it? A wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, that was the first time we actually heard that term.
Yeah.
Was a wardrobe malfunction.
That's
right?
Not right.
At all.
That's a double standard.
Absolutely.
For sure. And it's weird because you say this and I think as soon as you told me that Les Moonves said that she didn't apologize enough and this and that, all that, I'm thinking, man, that would never fly nowadays, right?
No way.
We would hear about that and be like, absolutely not. You know, it would be a whole thing. But we really haven't come a long way, because here's Adam Levine showing both nipples,
and nothing is being said about that. No big deal, no big stink, you know.
Have
because
a drink.
He's a guy.
Have a drink, by the way, every time we say nipples, okay?
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, that's definitely a double standard, and you know, everybody was talking about it, but it just didn't help that the show was just not entertaining this weekend.
So
it just wasn't
boring.
It was bad. Big Boy, I love Big Boy, but it's like, can't bring Big Boy out and not bring out Andre 3000.
Well, because Andre 3000 refused.
Oh, damn, he did.
Yeah, he refused because he stands with Cap, you know?
I'm surprised Travis Scott did it,
I
actually.
I am surprised too. Hmm. You know who was telling him to do it? Kris Jenner. All right. You know she runs everything.
That's true. And speaking of double standards, you reminded me today, actually, was it today or yesterday? Yesterday. I think it came out today or yesterday. Who knows? Becca, who was a contestant on The Bachelor.
Oh, Ari season.
Becca
M, though, right?
Let's Becca get Martinez.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Becca M, really cute little face, short hair, pixie cut.
Kept it real.
Yeah. She just had a baby.
Hey.
And congratulations to her. She's so cute. And she had like a at-home water birth. Beautiful. But I was doing the deep dive through her Instagram, you know, like
the creep, the
like
creep.
52 weeks back, you know.
By the way, if you ever need a PI, don't hire one. Just come to Tanya. She will do all that dirt for you.
I am the best, but the worst, like I'm the best at finding whatever you need on whoever you need.
Yeah, when I was still dating, another story, another time. We're going all the way to the left,
but yes,
so
another time. Yes, Becca Martinez just had her baby, but I was creeping through her Instagram and I found out that she doesn't shave her pits. She doesn't shave her pits. She doesn't shave her legs, which I'm sure she doesn't shave anything else. You know what I'm saying? And she has explained that she doesn't shave because she thinks it's a double standard that guys don't have to shave and it's perfectly acceptable and girls do. And I think she had a little girl and didn't want her little girl to have that message that she had to shave.
So conform to society's standards. Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Go ahead, Becca.
Good for you.
Right.
Personally, I don't know that I could do that.
Girl, the month of December?
What?
I did not shave, period, up until maybe like 3 weeks ago.
Hold up. So all of December, today is, we're in the beginning of February. Right. So
Let my hair grow. Like my leg, because number one, it's cold. Nobody's going to see it.
Your armpit hair?
My armpit and my leg hair, girl.
Girl.
Oh, you know what? Actually, since the last time, well, honestly, okay. I remember it's like, okay,
why are you taking off your jacket?
Because I'm about to show you right now my pits.
Okay.
But you know, it's like, it's cold. We're not doing anything in the sun. We're not wearing like tank tops or anything.
Yeah.
It's at the gym, I'm wearing like pants anyways. And who's going to see me besides Steven? Like, he doesn't care now. We're married. He's got me for life. Right. I can do that.
That's true.
You know?
Okay. Like, yeah. Until you go get a pedicure and then you're like, oh, dang, I forgot. Got to shave, girl. I know that's happened to you.
That's how I know I need to shave. Is when I the poor
and then
ladies
it's too
at
late.
The nail shop. I know, but no. So since the last shave, it's probably been about like 3 weeks.
Let me see.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, I'm pretty sure I could braid some of those hairs. Hold up, let me see, girl. It's time.
Is it bad?
It's time.
It's bad.
It's actually not that. I mean, if you get close,
yeah.
Definitely, you could, you know, do a couple of braids, but
I don't really care, though, you know?
Good for you.
So like, meh.
And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, with the whole Becca thing, I'm like, good for her.
Yeah.
She's still a clean woman. She probably smells great. She just got hairy pits and hairy legs. What's the big deal, you know?
It's extra fur for the winter.
Right? For me, I don't know that I could do that. Yeah. I'm not on it every day, that's for sure. But right. I'm not sure I like that look. That's just a preference.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Why are we shaving all the time?
Who cares? Yeah.
Well, I know you don't care, but.
I don't care.
Man, double standards are the worst.
They are. You know what? What double standard that I hate that women have?
What?
The pink tax. Have you heard about this?
I have heard about it. Can you please explain it a little bit more?
So the pink tax is when women have to pay way more than what guys have to pay for the same thing. For example, speaking of shaving, razors. Women's razors are way more expensive than guys' razors.
And they do the exact same thing.
The exact same thing. Our clothes is more expensive than guys' clothing. Like, we would pay more for a shirt than a guy would because we're women.
And like, you're saying that a basic white Hanes t-shirt for a woman is more expensive than a basic white Hanes t-shirt for a man.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly, because we're women and they target that. And they know that women are the ones that, you know, traditionally do all the shopping and that we would pay for it. So they take advantage of that. And it's garbage. Like, go next time you go to the store, go to Target or something. Mm-hmm. Like, just look at the razor prices and buy yourself some men's razors because it's cheaper.
Oh, okay.
You'll save it. It's the same thing, but it's cheaper.
That's not right.
No. And then, you know, while we're talking about women's clothing, why don't women's clothes ever have pockets?
Okay. I think I heard this. I've never really paid attention. My pants had pockets that I wore to the wedding.
Right. But they're little pockets.
They are.
You know?
They were little.
They're
I'm
tiny.
Not going to lie. I could fit my phone in there like a man's pockets you could, or a wallet.
Yeah.
That's true.
And
that's
remember
true.
When dresses got pockets?
Yeah.
How amazing. What a game changer that
so
was for
awesome.
Us.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, we can finally have something like to put our phones in and our keys in and not have to carry around a purse. And it even goes down to baby clothes.
What?
Look at it. Baby girl clothes won't have pockets. I swear, and it's so dumb because, like, oh, what baby needs pockets to begin with, right?
True, true. But it's like you're already starting him at that age.
Exactly.
That's not right. That's not right.
It's crazy.
A baby deserves to have pockets. For real, though. That's not right.
Give baby girls some justice.
Aw, man. We're laughing about this, but this is just
no,
serious.
It's real.
And, you know,
it's real.
But again, we have come a long way, but we still got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we talk about this, the more, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to buy my pink razors anymore. I'm going to go to the men's.
Even deodorant is more expensive. Look.
Men's deodorant is cheaper than...
Yeah. I know.
Why are you making me mad for
it? I'm sorry, Todd.
Obviously, wages.
Yep. The gender pay gap is real.
It's so real.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
And every woman knows that.
Yeah.
Because we've experienced it in some way or another. Too many double standards.
Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to dating. Women who are like known to just date multiple guys at once are seen as hoes.
Right.
Whereas guys who date multiple girls at once and even cheat on them are like, oh, what's up, pimp?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
True.
Like, no, you're doing the same thing.
Oh, you're right.
Like the stigmatism that society has on it, you know?
That's
like,
true.
Oh, she's a hoe. Like she's dating like a couple guys. It's like, no, it's not. Like if you got a guy can do it, why isn't he a hoe?
Damn.
Okay.
Why do this? Why do us like that? Why?
You know?
Why?
Because
why?
We're
why?
Women.
What about women who are, you know, a little more assertive, aggressive in some cases, or just, you know, really tell you how it is?
Oh, yeah.
Known as bossy, mm-hmm. or as a bitch,
yep.
not okay.
Yep.
But a man does it, and it's like it's looked at
it's
as
normal.
Just it's normal, or just,
yeah.
you know, just, that's just how
yeah.
he is, or
yeah.
just you know, just stay away from him, or just listen to whatever. Excuse me.
Right, right. Like hey. he has more authority, whereas we would be seen as being aggressive, and like something is wrong with you. Oh, she must be PMSing,
oh.
like that type of deal. Oh, right.
You already know how I am.
Yeah.
I am how I am. Like, that's just the truth. Like, how I am right now, I am with everybody. I'm just, that. It's just how, it's fair. Like, mm-hmm. whatever's fair, that's how I am, okay? If somebody ever told me that I was acting like a bitch or PMSing, I would go off. I would go off.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, it's like almost like I'm waiting yeah. for somebody
it's
to
like,
tell
try
me.
Yeah, right?
Try me, yes. That's not right.
It's not. And I was thinking about that, too. When it comes to, you know, being assertive in the workplace, like getting things done, there is something that I used to do in emails that I stopped doing for mm-hmm. like a year now.
Okay.
I didn't even realize that I did it. And you probably don't even. But like apologizing or writing smiley faces at the end of your email to make it seem that you're not being aggressive.
Girl.
And, you know, saying sorry for things that you don't even need to be apologizing for. And using the word just in emails. I know it's something so little
what
and it
mean?
Seems so insignificant. But saying, hey, just checking in to see if this is blah, 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 blah.
Versus
just saying, following up on this email, what's going on? You know, because when you write just, I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but when you do it because you don't want to seem aggressive and you want to seem like you're nice, you know, but check an email from a guy, you will never see the word just in it.
Okay.
And people perceive it as being meek. And it's also kind of demeaning what you're going to say afterwards. Like it makes it less significant, whatever you're going to follow it with.
I'm being triggered right now as we are talking about this. It's so weird. We're talking about the whole being looked at bossy. Okay.
Right.
I am the way I am right now, but I can't say that I've always been this way. I feel like specifically in my career,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I started, you know, because I am very nice. Like I'm
right.
very nice and I'm a people pleaser and I want to help however I can. And early on in my career, I felt like I was looked at as that girl, like just like the happy and just like
right.
sweet and you can make me do whatever or, you know, whatever. But I felt like the further along in my career, the more like I found my voice and I was
yeah.
just like saying no, or I would say no to things, or I would
standing up for yourself,
stand up for myself.
Yeah.
And I do kind of remember people like jokingly, oh, I'm sorry. Like, oh, caught you on a bad day. You know, that situation.
Right.
And I remember being like annoyed with it. And I had to kind of grow into this like woman that I am now. But you're right. I still fall back on that because when I email, I'm like afraid
right.
of coming off like that.
Right.
You are 100% right. I don't know how many smiley faces are in my email.
Yes.
I don't know how many
yes.
exclamation points are in my email.
Yeah.
I don't know how many justs are in my email. You're right. Like I totally, I really give my emails cushion because
yes.
I'm afraid of coming off
wrong, being
wrong.
Perceived as a bitch or, you know, as ungrateful or, you know, like not, you don't want to, what is it? Like shake the, what's that word? I would say shake the water. That's not the right thing. But you know, you don't want to stir things up. Yeah. And so I even today when I sent an email, I sent one to our general manager
mm-hmm.
and I started writing, just checking in. And I was like, hold up, delete,
mm-hmm.
backspace.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote, following up with our conversation about last week.
High five, sis.
You know?
High five, yes.
And I would normally, the old me would be at the end, be like, okay, thanks, smiley face. And I just, I ended it with, you know, hey, let me know if you've heard from them. Like,
yeah.
what's the latest? You know?
That's good. I'm so glad you said that because I didn't even think about that.
Right. And I think all women should just be conscious of this. Now that you're aware, because after I read an article about that and I was
mm-hmm.
like, oh my gosh, I do that all the time.
Interesting.
For no reason either, except for being not wanting to be perceived as a bitch.
Yeah. Why yep. though? Why? Why are we like that? Why? What happened along the way?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, you are not a bitch. So.
Oh, thank you.
You, you know? Would never be.
And for me, I think it's a lot has to do with the fact that I'm born. My parents are immigrants. They're Vietnamese. We were all taught to be respectful and respect authority. So that, you know, I still have issues with authority. You know, like I still, that's my trigger.
That is something I've always known about you.
Yeah.
I've always been that little like, and I don't want to say like devil on
you
the shoulder, but I'm more like that boss bitch on your shoulder.
You
I'm
totally
like, no,
are.
Girl, you know your worth, girl. You better say something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's hard for you.
It is hard for me. But with recent things that happened, I feel like we both have grown like, dude, F that.
Yeah. You know? We ain't taking no more. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's true. Damn. What are we going to do about these double standards?
I don't know. Raise our girls. Raise our girls to not stand up for it. Honestly, because I do that with my niece, with Ava, because she's 12.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I have four sisters, so she's got a lot of strong women in influence in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two other little nieces that are 6 and 3. Like, I don't want them to grow up thinking that that's okay for them to be treated like that, or that's how they should act because that's ladylike, or what they're doing isn't ladylike, you know, like no. So anytime, and I think that's also helped me with my outlook on things too.
Good.
And how I react to situations is, you know, if a guy is talking to me like this, is it okay for me to just like fold in and just accept it, or be like, no, dude, I don't want somebody to talk to my niece like that. Like, no, and I need to be an example for them, especially when it's happening in front of them.
Right.
You know?
Good. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Sweet Ava.
I know. Yeah. I know.
But to me, she comes off like she'll stand her ground.
She's a boss bitch.
She'll say something. She will.
She
I know she
you
will.
Know? And that's what I want. I want to raise, you know, have her be a strong
but
woman
still,
who knows her worth.
But still very respectful.
Yes, absolutely.
There's a fine line.
Mm-hmm.
You can cross it.
Yeah.
She's right there. She's good. She's good.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Wow, very eye-opening for me. Thank you, Dorothy. Seriously.
You're
I knew we were going to talk about some things, but I didn't think I was going to be like, dang, I'm going to change my email.
Yeah, girl.
I'm going to stop putting smiley faces.
Yes,
I'm
going to
only put periods.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period.
Period. With a T.
At the end. Yes. Oh, man. Okay. This is good. I love this. Thank you. I love this. I'm learning on our podcast.
Hey, that's what we're here for, right?
I know.
To teach each other and support each other.
Absolutely. That's what we're all about. And keep it real the whole way through.
The entire way. So, ladies. Let's come together out with the workplace, all right?
Yeah. It's true. With everything we do, we should look and see, like, is this true for the opposite gender, you know? Is this true? And how can I change this?
Yeah.
And how can I say something or stick up or just be my own person and not and not follow the pink brick road? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And not get that pink razor. God damn.
Those mother effers.
I know. Anyway, that was fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where can we follow you?
You can follow me at Dorothy on Air on Instagram. And if you look it up on Facebook, it's there too. And Twitter, but I don't really tweet.
You know, what does San Diego tweet?
I don't think San Diego tweets.
Can y'all let us know? Can you send us a little DM and let us know?
Donate a Deadmy account.
You know, I just like, I have one too, but I'm just like, okay, sorry, we're going off track. You can find me at I'm Tanya Gonzalez on Instagram. And then, of course, our podcast account at Real Wives and Radio.
Yeah.
Please follow us. Tell your friends about us.
Absolutely.
Because we're just barely on episode 5, but we really want to make this grow and become a really big thing. So tell your friends about us. Please subscribe.
Give us some feedback. If you have some double standards that we may have left off and that you think are really important that you want to talk about, Shoot us a message.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then also, if you like our podcast, rate us. You can rate us on Facebook.
That's right.
You can rate us on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, if you look on iTunes, we have no stars.
That is so sad. Not even our moms.
I know. Mom, she always comes through. Where's she at now?
Your mom is the best.
Please. I know. I love my mom. Shout out to my mom. What's up? You know, give us some love on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on, and so that others can see what we're all about. Because I know that most of our listeners or that people are listening that listen to us are listeners of the AJ Show, which we used to be on together. Right. So, and then tell your friends so we can get new listeners.
Absolutely. And next week, I think we're going to have a very special episode.
A Valentine's episode.
Yes.
With our hubbies.
God, they must hate us so much.
I know they do. They do. But I also want to talk about single stuff too, because
yes.
I know Valentine's Day could be, you know, trust me, I was there for many years.
Me too, man.
Many years. So next week, yeah, Valentine's Day episode with our booze.
Yeah, we will give them their turn to gripe about us.
I'm nervous.
I know. I bet you Steven's going to have a big list and really go off.
Go off. All right, guys, we will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
Have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.